it's hard to understand, and I think that the general public will find it very hard to understand that there was a task force and they identified a formula and they identified a criteria under which additional nursing staff could be applied for ED departments nationally. Letterkenny Hospital applied under that initiative for 4 extra staff. The information that came our way was that all other hospitals that had applied were allocated additional staff. Letterkenny nationally was the only one who didn't, and that needs an explanation.
And you've said this, given the fact that the full capacity protocol has been implemented so often at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 12 months and even longer than that, this does raise questions.
The full capacity protocol has been a big issue in Letterkenny, and the knock-on effects that it has in hospital services and the knock-on effects that it has on the public who are waiting to avail of those services. Under any stretch of the imagination, it's hard to understand when the question was asked at the recent HSE meet why this was and what was being done about it, that the HSE is actually saying that they're in discussions as well for to try to push this further on and for to get it to a conclusion. But the fact remains that it was refused and we still haven't had it installed.
Given there's a big debate going on nationally as well about the short stay ward and the Sale of the Hospital Group telling us in no uncertain terms that if they're given the resources, they can open that short stay ward very quickly. If there are beds being sought for 19 in a short stay ward, if the hospital can't even get 4 extra nurses under an agreed formula, it raises the question, what chance have they of getting that short stay ward?
Taken in a different context altogether, people say in Donegal we're different. Well, in Donegal we're certainly been treated differently.